welcome to GCRN Wars Tournaments. This is the finale of the 90s Villains Battle, the precursor to the Top 100 Villains Countdown. Joining me in this endeavor into the finale of the GCRN Wars Tournament is...
Movie Revolt Dan. How's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. How do you think this, without looking, or if you have looked recently, do you know who you think would have won?
No, I wanted to come in blind, so I have not checked since it went up, so I have no idea.
I voted when I put it up last week, and then I tried not to revisit it, because I wanted to kind of be like, okay, has anybody voted since I put this up? And funny enough, we got a comment from Walking Dread who says that this is easy. I think Dark Phoenix beats Cell, but at best it's a draw. Apocalypse easily takes out Megatron, so then it's Apocalypse and Dark Phoenix against just Cell. He has got no shot. So,
Good logic,
I think it's good logic. However, the battle took a very close, and I mean very close, turn. Surprisingly, it was not that outcome. And I was quite surprised. Yes, I was quite surprised to see so.
That does kind of shock me. So... Cell and
Megatron
move on.
Yep, they are the winners of the team battle finale.
You mentioned it was close. How close did it get? What percentage did they win with?
2 votes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Man, you said you voted when you started.
Yep.
Who did you vote for?
Megatron and Cell. So I'm a little happy about it. for the reasons I thought before of the, you've got brains and brawn and the ability to adapt, powers essentially, which is what Cell's good at, and Megatron with his science and his intelligence. So it's, I don't know. And then you've got brute strength, brawn, and, just energy power on the other side. So I don't know. I really wasn't sure what to think.
I'm honestly super surprised. I kind of like assumed, it's going to be Dark Phoenix in the finals, but that did not happen. So that's crazy.
Yeah, I'm super surprised about it. However, I think when we have this new basically tournament in the Top 100 Countdown of all villains, not just animated, not just 90s. I think we're going to run into that some of these may make it still farther yet with Dark Phoenix and Apocalypse, and we may see some better live-action villains take the throne, as it were.
Definitely. So now the finals of this tournament come down to Megatron or Cell.
Well, actually, this is the finale, so we actually don't have another episode of it.
Oh, we do not? Okay.
Which is kind of by design. I kind of figured we could go the route of team battles like we did for the video game icons. And if it were a battle between Cell and Megatron, though, I think Cell would take him out.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I'd be interested in hearing, even though there's not an actual official bout between these two, what people would actually, like, who would they think would win. I don't see Megatron walking away from that one just because of the godlike power of any, like, DBZ character.
Yeah, DBZ characters are basically, especially with him being an android over just a transformer or a robot, he's more... biomechanical in a sense. I mean, Megatron is too, but with the abilities of power absorption and the fact that even down to a cell he can regenerate, kind of means that you would really have to do some number on him. The only way Megatron could possibly take him out would be if he infected him with a virus that attacked his cells on a molecular level, and I don't see him getting close enough to Cell to do that.
Yeah, I don't think he has the capability, especially if it's one-on-one. There's no manipulation, anything of that nature. It's just the actual mano-a-mano. But wow, but instead they walk away tag champs. So they do have that to be happy about. I'm sure Megatron would be very happy.
Oh yeah, I'm very sure. Just for fun, I would love to see what people think in the comments. I know people are going to be like, oh no, Phoenix should have taken it, which, you know, it's, again, that's kind of a matter of opinion of how well you know the character and what, you know, what they can do. And but it would be fun to see what people thought if Dark Phoenix had fought Cell, or Dark Phoenix against Apocalypse, and Megatron against Cell, or just any kind of variation of these four. It would be interesting to see how people would rationalize and break it down.
Definitely. And as you mentioned, the exciting part is this is just the beginning of all the villain talk, as we're going to get into it even further. And I'm interested to see if any of the characters that we brought up in this tournament do make that top 100. I would assume a few for sure. But I think the good thing is some of the smaller ones, I think we were able to highlight here, that I probably don't have quite the chance of making that top 100, but you don't know. You never know. Maybe an Ink will sneak in, or a Dr. Katz. You know, we do have fans from all over making the list. So 100's a lot of people to put into a villains list. So you could see people you never expected up here.
Yeah, and I'm definitely hoping to see some of these characters for sure show up in the finale in the top 100. I think we'll see some of the more prominent ones. Like, I'm sure you'll see Jafar. I'm sure Lord Zedd will show up. You'll probably see Hades. You'll probably see Apocalypse, Dark Phoenix. Just because of their sheer, you know, just villainy, we'll probably see Mandarin, maybe Skeletor. I'm pretty sure the Joker, Cobra Commander, Luthor, Megatron. It may not specifically be this one. It may be just an all-encompassing, you know, Megatron. Or same thing with Cobra Commander. But I foresee a lot of the primary villains from this tournament showing up in the top 100 to some degree. Even if it's not in the top 50.
Yeah, I'd be interested, because like Dark Phoenix is the thing with that character is that it's huge in the comics, but like power-wise, but it's a character that I wonder, because it's been different people, and it's you know, the Dark Phoenix saga that, you know, broke out in the way back when, in what, the late 60s, early 70s, so I don't know if it has the appeal. Maybe it will, compared to some of the bigger villains that have shown up both in the films as well as the comics, like a Magneto or something of that nature. But we'll see. Because I think, you know, being a geekless, certainly a lot of the comic book villains and some of the cartoon villains have a slight edge, I would assume.
Oh yeah, I'm sure there'll be some kind of an edge that'll pop up at some point in the top 100 for sure with some of these characters. And honestly, I would love to see who ends up against who, and like with our matchups that we're going to be doing, kind of building up the tension for the top 100, countdown, and just the overall who may show up villain wise from whatever medium. I mean, you could see, you know, Hans Gruber, you know, up against, you know, like, various characters, you know, whether it be, you know, the Joker or Cobra Commander, or, you know, just, I mean, they wouldn't be pitted in a battle, but it would just still be a who shows up where kind of thing. So I think that this is going to be only the beginning of an ever difficult to decide battle.
Definitely, definitely. And as you mentioned, we'll be posting different Facebook matchup and social media on Twitter and Facebook of some iconic villains, just to see who people are bigger fans of. And we have a lot of matchups in place. We've been doing this for the last few top 100s. We did it with the TV show ones. We did it with the animated characters, and that was a lot of fun. So we'll be able to continue that very shortly. But I think probably by the time this is released, you'll be able to go check out Facebook and Twitter pages and see all those posted.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we'll have some posted probably the same day, if not the day after, of this posting. And then also an editorial note as far as GCR and Awards is concerned. With this being the last tournament of the year, obviously, on this podcast, this will be actually folding into the Geekcast Radio podcast after this. This will be the final episode on this feed, and it will be folding into the overarching Geekcast Radio feed, because I think it would be fair to have all of the big battles and all of the big events showing up on that feed, just to kind of give it more exposure, whereas this show kind of is intermediate, and it would be nice to just kind of have that already subscriber built in for that, rather than having yet another podcast to subscribe to that intermittently uploads new data. So
true. Very nice. Cool.
That closes it out. So any other thoughts before we take off?
No, it's been fun. It's gonna, it's a beginning of a kind of a three-act structure we're doing here, so that's exciting. But thanks for everyone that voted, and I look forward to more to come.
Yep, definitely. So until next time, unleash the geek in you.
Yeah.